Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and a whole bunch more, including sportsovernight.net, sportsbyline.com, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell live in New York once again, this time Flushing, Queens, Mets. Pete Alonso, a home run. How about that? Got him here because of that home run last Thursday against Milwaukee, and he comes home and delights the hometown crowd to a solo shot. But we'll see if it holds up. Yanks got beaten 4-2 last night. Lots to get to. New York Sports Radio kind of blew up today. Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, is out. No surprise. In fact, you could almost feel it. Seriously. You could almost feel it from Tottenham's Hotspur Stadium on Sunday with the just lackluster performance, and they're going to downplay the friction between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. But if the Jets falter this year, and they already have and will continue to do so, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to own it. He does not want to own this, and so right now he's got a scapegoat, and now the scapegoat's gone, so we shall see. Woody Johnson, I give him a lot of credit. You know, this is a guy that, you know, he's, again, a great coordinator, a horrible head coach. I mean, seriously. I mean, it just, you know, and the Jets have underperformed. You can make up all the excuses in the world you want, but this is a team and a franchise that is underachieved. And right now, Saleh is the scapegoat. So, you know, they go with an interim coach. You're going to hear names. You're going to hear all sorts of names. You won't hear Belichick. And if you do, it's someone being stupid because he'll never, ever. The only job he will ever take in New York will be with the Giants. You'll hear a lot of names. And you're going to hear Matt Campbell of Iowa State. He was a finalist last time on the last go-around. Look for that. But college coaches don't transition well to the NFL. I was told today by an Iowa State insider, there is no way in the world that Campbell will even take the phone call. His agent will and say thanks, but no thanks. Not making that move. So we shall see. All right, lots to get to. We look forward to it. We'll do some baseball. Giovanna Scroggins will join us. You hear her doing the updates. We're going to break down some football, and we come back. Right here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
You just want some friction. Let me take control of you. Yeah, you shell shot. Your body rock. You cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
All right, coming to you live inside the Piazza Plaza here at Citi Field in New York. I want to be out there amid all the action. What an electric environment here with all the orange and blue towels, sellout crowd here at Citi Field. Last night, Yankees lose 4-2 to the Royals. I'm telling you, folks, that series, anyone thinks right now it's a foregone conclusion the Yankees are going to win the series, you're dreaming. You're absolutely dreaming. Mets just did something. Home run. Winker. Looks like Winker. Not Henry Winkler. It looks like Winker. Mets 2-0. This city right now is so crazy with sports. And I will get to Giovanna here in a moment. But it's crazy right now. You got the Mets. You got the Yankees. You got the start of the NBA season. But the NHL starts tomorrow night, or actually tonight in some outpost. This city is really, really buzzing. It really and truly is. And the Mets are the team with a little bit of gold dust sprinkled on them. I'm telling you right now, they are. I wouldn't be surprised, A, if they win this series against the Phillies. And number two, I will not be the least bit surprised. Well, I don't want to get carried away. I almost said I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they won the World Series. That would be a fib. So I don't want to do that. Let's get to Giovanna. Let's get Giovanna Scroggins in here. She is going to be inside the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. She's all pumped up down in Dallas in the Metroplex, the State Fairgrounds, Texas State Fairgrounds, as we get ready for OU and Texas. Giovanna, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you? I'm going to do a little Q&A with you here. Have you ever been to Texas, Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl? If so, explain. Let me hear.
I have, but it was quite a while ago, so I'm excited to go back and actually be an adult, if you would say, at the game.
Yeah. Hey, listen, give me the lay of the land. I mean, you know, I got some ties to Iowa, and Iowa's very proud of their Iowa State Fair, and Minnesota's got the Minnesota State Fair, and Wisconsin's got a great state fair. But they say there is no fair like the Texas State Fair. So what I want to ask you is, you've got the Texas State Fair with rides, and you got the whirlabout, you got the roller coaster, and you got the merry-go-round, and then you got the Cotton Bowl. I mean, give me a lay of the land. Give us a little travelogue for our listeners about what the Cotton Bowl, the Red River rivalry is in amongst the Texas State Fair. Let me hear.
Well, you know, Marty, everything's bigger in Texas. So as soon as you walk into the State Fair, you are just, you feel the electric atmosphere of all the food, the games, everything is just awesome. Every year the food is insane. I mean, they have like fried gumbo, there's like fried s'mores, everything, fried pie, fried cheesecake, everything that is fried that you can imagine. And then you walk in, you see Big Tex, which I don't know the actual dimensions of him, but I mean, he's massive. And you have this giant stadium right smack dab in the middle of the state fairgrounds. So everything in that fair park in Dallas is just awesome. So I'm super excited to be down there. Can't wait to talk to some fans and see what their sentiments are going into that Red River rivalry.
Yeah, we got a big, big groundswell. Listen, we're coming off a weekend, Giovanna. You know, I mean, you would have to have been in Mars or Neptune or Saturn or Uranus not to know what happened with the college football landscape last Saturday. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Give us your take, and how does it portend now that Texas is the top college football? Ohio State fans are giving their heads a collective shake saying, okay, well, we've got an argument and we've got a debate to settle and we'll do it on the field. And then Alabama is still just peeling back the layers from, and I don't want to say an embarrassing loss because that's really not fair to Vanderbilt, but a shocking, shocking loss to the right. Commodores from Vanderbilt. A seismic weekend in college football. Let's hear what you have to say about what was and what will be this coming weekend, including Texas and Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, seismic is a appropriate word choice there, Marty. I really like that word for describing the college football picture right now. But yeah, I don't think anybody could predict Alabama losing. I think we talked about that yesterday as well on here. But I think if Texas can stay consistent at winning games, consistent with Quinn back at quarterback, consistent on offense, consistent on defense, and consistent in their strength of schedule winning these games, I think they are going to be, if not at the number one spot, in the top three, at least at the top five, finishing the season. I think if they can get those couple things done, which I think they're more than capable of doing, they're going to stay right there. Now, the rest of these teams, I really don't know. Obviously, we talked about my alma mater, SMU, kind of being ranked now after winning over Louisville. You never know what is going to happen, and I think that's what makes college football so beautiful. But in the college playbook, like I was talking, like all these teams that are going to play Alabama should take a book out of Vanderbilt's playbook to go in and to really play Alabama, because I mean that was a huge weakness that I believe they exposed in that game. But yeah, if Texas can stay consistent, I think they can stay in the top five at the least. But I think they're gonna stay in the top three.
It's gonna be interesting. Giovanna Scroggins with us, going inside the world of college football. We'll get into some NFL talk. Obviously, the firing today of Robert Saleh. Over across the way at Florham Park, where the Jets trained on the, basically the cusp of Long Island, but they play their home games with the Giants. And if you would have told me a New York coach would have been fired 4 or 5 weeks into the season, I would have said Brian Daboll would have been 1-9 odds. But that's not the case. Saleh is out, and I can tell you right now, it's going to be very interesting to see how the shoes are filled. But it's almost like Woody Johnson and the Jets are waving the white flag. I mean, I don't have it. I didn't have time to research this today, but I want to see what teams do in terms of not even mid-season, in-season firing of a head coach. In-season firing of a head coach. I just don't think it could work out. But Giovanna, let's not go there. Let's save our NFL stuff to the other side. But you know what's going on at Iowa State. You know college coaches, the high-profile ones, are going to get a look-see from the Jets, I would think, but maybe not. But what is it? I mean, college coaches, Giovanna, making that transition to the NFL have failed and failed miserably. Saban, Spurrier, Charlie Weiss. I mean, we could go on and on and on. It's a very tough transition. So I think the Jets are going to have to look for an experienced NFL assistant or a head coach elsewhere. And there are coaches out there, including Belichick, but he's burned the bridge in New York. So it'll be interesting. Back to college football. Hey, does Alabama bounce back from that? And back to Texas for a moment, too. I think Texas has to be feeling very good about getting Arch Manning some downs and some scrimmage, some plays to really develop when they played weak opponents and yours was nursing an injury. Forget the Alabama comment. Let me ask you about Texas and that quarterback with him getting a nice look-see real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas can be really proud. I mean, obviously, Arch Manning is going to be one of those players that's going to come in once, you know, Quinn is gone. I think they should be very proud of how he played. Now, again, there is some discussion about the strength of opponents that, you know, this Texas football team was going against in those couple of games that Arch did start. But I think they should be very proud. And then, obviously, now that Quinn's back, I think they're going to be even more extremely proud. Again, just consistency. I think Quinn is a very consistent player, and like I said, I think also him having this time off and now coming back in kind of the middle of the season and then kind of finishing it off strong, I think is a perfect position for the Texas Longhorns right now. I mean, yes, he got hurt. That's obviously so sad, but this is a win-win for me. You saw Arch good play on a, you know, on the college football stage, and now you give your main quarterback one some time to rest, heal up, coming off of a bye into a huge game. I think that's a win-win for the Longhorns.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, you sit tight there. We'll get back to you. Giovanna Scroggins, she'll carry it one more segment. We'll get into some NFL talk. There are some unbelievably big games, but don't we say that every week? Every single week we say that. Dallas and Detroit, Sunday, late. We're going to preview and review a lot of NFL talk coming up here. Straight ahead, baseball, 2-0 Mets over the Phillies in the fifth. Tonight, Padres, Dodgers out west. Coming back on Sports Overnight, live in New York. Coming right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Oh,
Coming to you live from New York, we're at the Piazza Plaza. We came through the Tom Seaver entrance. Everything's got a naming rights. If it's not sponsored, it's paying homage to the great New York Mets baseball history, Casey Stengel, Gil Hodges, but Tom Seaver. We came through that main gate, and a really great ballpark, City Field, no question. Talking to some people locally today, what about Alonzo, hero, home run? Will that cement him coming back as a free agent? And Dom will love hearing this. They said overwhelmingly the thing that they're hearing in the big rumor in the New York media and among talk shows is that Pete Alonzo is looking and will look seriously at the San Francisco Giants. So we shall see. I'm not just throwing that out there. That's what the fear here is. Yeah, he's had a nice run. Steve Cohen, the new owner, has got tons of money. He wants to build a casino and a shopping center outside here. One city councilwoman in Flushing, Queens is like the antagonist. She doesn't want it. We don't need a casino. We got this, that. We got Belmont Park. We got the Islanders, UBS Arena. We got the National Tennis Center where we were for the U.S. Open a few weeks ago. We got Citi Field. And now you want to bring a casino and 17,000 new jobs? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that, Miss Politician, in the City Council in Astoria, Queens? Who knows? Anyways, let's get Giovanna back in here. And Giovanna, I want to apologize. We can't move on to Dallas and Detroit until we talk about SMU. I mean, that's a hell of a win over Louisville. I know we touched on it the other day. What's the mood around the Mustangs? I mean, this is great. I mean, Atlantic Coast Conference, they're in a big-time conference, if you want to say that, because it's so watered down with all the musical chairs that's going on. But what's the mood in Dallas right now with SMU knocking off Louisville on the road and now not nationally ranked? Tell me about SMU, your alma mater. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I would have two words for that. And I think SMU football would say this as well. They're up. I think being third in a brand new conference, you know, behind Miami and Clemson is a great position to be in, coming in as the new kids on the block, if you will. So I think Dallas is going to have this, or SMU rather, is going to have this really, really, really awesome confidence behind them going into the rest of their regular season and hopefully going into that conference, conference champion playoffs. So we'll see how they fare, but I think they're going to be confident, and I think they're, you know, riding the wave right now. And it's also interesting, head coach Red Lashley kind of paid homage to the Cowboys after that win in Louisville, and he was like, how about the Mustangs? And so, I mean, that sums it up right there for you.
Yeah, that's a great win. It really was. You know, and the thing I wonder, you know, we're going to have a team in there, and Liberty plays tonight. You got the SMUs of the world, Tulane, you've had other teams. We're going to have an outlier. We really are. We're going to have a, pardon the ripoff from Malcolm Gladwell, but we're going to have an outlier that's going to sneak into the top 12. And I hope, because I think every tournament, every playoff system needs, you know, you want the iron, you want your top four seeds, yes. And they're usually, in some order, they get it right. But there's always that outlier, and I think you need that. It's kind of like a Cinderella in the college basketball, you know, March Madness, both men's and women's. You need that. And so I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I always like Cinderella stories. I really do. I mean, who wasn't rooting for Vandy other than Alabama fans on Saturday night? I mean, watching that game go final, Giovanna, was unbelievable. So let me hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a Vanderbilt fan or a student at that school, I mean, you saw them going down Broadway, carrying that field goal post and then throwing it into the river. I mean, that's just an unbelievable moment that everyone a part of that game is going to remember for a very, very long time. But I'm right there with you. I do have a Cinderella story. I think SMU is going to have to play some really, really, really great football to consider kind of moving it, you know, past the conference championships and into the, you know, college playoffs, but I'm all for it. If SMU can pull it off, hey, I am on board, and I would love that for them. I think it's going to take a lot for, you know, head coach Red Lashley and the team, but I'm all for it.
All right, we got to go to the next topic, and that is we know that Dallas and Detroit mean one thing to the NFL, for sure. If nothing else, Dallas could be horrible, Detroit could be horrible. But Detroit's going to play the early game on Thanksgiving. Dallas is going to play the late game. Well, this week they're playing the late game, and they're playing each other at AT&T in Irving. And I love this. I do. Detroit, Dallas, the double big D, big spot, a lot of attention on this game. You tell me, Giovanna, Detroit, Dallas. Give me a quick hit, and how much buildup is this going to get as we roll from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday into a football Friday? Let me hear.
Yeah, in my opinion, this is going to be their first actual test for the Cowboys. This is going to tell us everything we need to know. I've been saying week after week, Dallas can win games, but the game that they won hasn't told me anything about what they can or cannot do. So I think the Lions have a really good, you know, team behind them. They're currently 3-1. You know, the Cowboys are 3-2, so not too much difference there. But this game, I really believe, is going to be the first test. And the Cowboys have not been really good at home this year so far, so I'm hoping the Cowboys can pull off a win, but it's going to be interesting to see for sure. Obviously missing Micah and D-Law still.
About the injuries, what are you hearing about? You know, I mean, if this mediocrity continues, what's the general mood around the Cowboy camp? I know you were with the team earlier this week and late last week. What's the mood around the Cowboys right now, Giovanna?
Yeah, I mean, coming off that Giants game with that short week, it was pretty intense. I think the Cowboys have a lot of questions, and, you know, they're always under scrutiny because, you know, that's coined as America's team, so we're always under scrutiny. But it's intense. I think this season we've clearly seen a disconnect between CD and Dak, so the chemistry is just not there. Obviously, Jalen Tolbert having, you know, a really good game, and Rico Dowdle actually had a fantastic game, finally, showing that we actually have a decent running back coming out of the backfield. If I could choose one word, I would say intense, and I'm hoping the mood gets a little lighter as, you know, we continue to win games. But again, missing some of those key players, Micah Parsons, D-Law, De'Ron Bland on the defensive side, which has, you know, been our biggest struggle, arguably our biggest struggle this year so far. So that's how I would describe it right now.
Yeah, my question is, though, we're a quarter of the way through the season. You know, NFL coaches, media, even fans like to break the season down into four little mini seasons. I think they get probably a C or a C-minus for this first start. They just look lackluster. Dak hasn't hit his stride. The midterm is coming, and then the third quarter, and then ultimately the fourth quarter where you make that big run towards the ball. If your gut is in play here, what do you sense will happen over the next, say, eight games with Dallas? Do you feel like it's going to be a 4-4 situation, 5-3, 6-2? And based on your answer, what evidence or what, you know, what would justify you with your take on the next, say, 6-8 games? Let me hear.
Based on how the Cowboys have played and based on the opponents they have coming up, I believe they're going to be sitting at a 4-4 situation. I'm not really sure if they are going to be able to win out based on how they're playing right now. Going into the season, if you tell me you have Dak Prescott at quarterback, who's arguably a top 5 quarterback based on previous seasons, you have CeeDee Lamb at receiver, who's a top 3 receiver in the league. Then you have on the defensive side of the ball what was a top 3 defense last year, and now is sucks, quite frankly. This team on paper was going to be, you know, this was going to be a huge season for us. But now, I'm not sure. In my opinion, I think the Cowboys should just, you know, try to win games. But I'm already looking forward to next season. I'm looking at the draft for the Cowboys. I'm looking at who we can get in the draft. And that's really what I have my eyes on. I know they're going to have their eyes on a couple running backs in the draft. But in the coming games, I mean, the strength of schedule for them is insane. You have the Lions, they go play the 49ers and the Falcons and the Eagles, the Texans and Jaden Daniels and his Commanders. So that is, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get those games done with how they're playing right now.
Jaden Daniels in Washington for real, or is this going to be just a quick, you know, as quick as they went up, they're going to go back and wake up and realize that they're not supposed to be this good? What do you think at Washington real quick in that NFC East? Daniels and the Commanders real quick.
Yeah, no, I think they're the real deal. I think they're legit. I mean, we've seen them be legit for you know, a couple games now. I would be surprised if he falls off. He is a rookie, so, you know, obviously you can get better and grow in maturity when it comes to playing in a quarterback position, but I think they're legit. I mean, if you're going to come in and you're going to beat out the Eagles and the Cowboys in your division as a rookie quarterback, you're legit.
We appreciate you. Great job out of you. No question about it. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much, Giovanna.
All right. Talk to you soon, Maddie.
All right. Very good. Good job. We'll have an open segment coming up. We'll update the baseball. Looks like the Phillies are making some noise here. And what would it be? The sixth inning already. So we will keep an eye on that situation. We are presented by Geico, geicoinsurance.com. And, you want to save on your auto insurance? Get with Geico, right? Yeah, it's very competitive out there. All they ask is an opportunity to pitch you the best rate, the best coverage, the best. When you have a claim, they want to take care of it in an orderly fashion at geico.com. And by Rocket Mortgage, where there's $10,000 awaiting you towards your closing costs. Thinking about Tampa, thinking about really those people down there, including my own, you know, some family members. It is devastating what's going on and what is about to happen overnight in you know, the state of Florida. Boy, they've just been battered over the last couple of weeks. So we will obviously think about those people down there, no question about it. All right, we'll come back. Open segment. We'll talk some baseball. We will talk some college football. We will talk some NFL football. We're coming back here. We have Dominic Jimenez. We got a WNBA fifth game tonight, Minnesota Lynx, Connecticut Sun. I think they want a New York-Connecticut final. I think the Lynx are getting picked off. We'll tell you why. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Change the way things are. It's gonna take a lot of love. We won't get too far. So we.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, down the home stretch we go. We got, screaming and screaming about, but really it's about the Dodgers and the Padres late, but boy, the Mets just got out of a major jam. First and second, nobody out, and Castellanos lined into a double play to end the inning after they got Bryce Harper out on strikes. You know, listen, I'm going to say it again. I sound like an East Coast homer, but the Mets are they got the gold dust sprinkled on them, man. This team is just, it's weird. Vientos. I mean, Buck Showalter said, I'm not playing a rookie. He's a defensive liability. And there was evidence and statistics to back that up. But Buck Showalter's on the unemployment line right now. And I'm telling you right now, Vientos has had a hell of a year. And he's been a very steady player. He's made some great defensive plays. Lindor, outstanding. How about Jose Iglesias? How good has this guy been? And then you got Alonso. And Alonso's probably out of here. I mean, they don't think a home run in Milwaukee last Thursday getting him to this round of the playoffs against the Phillies is going to be enough. He wants the cash. He's a Tampa guy. I mean, if Pete Alonso is stupid enough to sign with Tampa or Miami, and they won't, because, look, Tampa's not going to pay the money just so that he can go home and smoke cigars in Tampa. I mean, it's not happening. And Miami is a graveyard for baseball players. I mean, the Yankees started John Birdie at first base last night. I said, why do I know that Birdie name? Miami, Toronto. And it's where baseball players want to get the hell away from. They don't spend any money. The fan base is horrible. The Marlins don't draw. I mean, if you think about it, the Miami Marlins should go the way of the Vancouver Grizzlies out of there. But, you know, a new stadium, it's Florida, it's Miami, it's a big market. Major League Baseball wants to have a presence there, and you got, you know, the Dominican players, and I get that. And I'll tell you right now, I would love it. When the quote-unquote Florida Marlins were relevant back in 97, those were fun World Series to go to. They really were. That area was just, I mean, Leland was the manager. They were pumped up. They were amped up. They got after it. They bought tickets. They reached out to the community there when there was trouble and there was the stuff that's going on right now with hurricanes. The Florida Marlins were relevant. I think the only thing that they were really hoping for is they could get A-Rod, but it never came to pass. But it was great. Pudge Rodriguez on that team, some of the things that organization did was second to none. And it's sad to see Miami baseball like that. It just is. But that, you know, that's what happens. You know, I mean, they don't want to spend the money. And when you don't want to spend the money, guess what? You can't compete. And I hate saying this because I'm a purist. I love baseball. I absolutely love it. In fact, I'll tell you, you know, baseball is the type of sport that you can go and see something you've never seen. Early on into tonight's game, fly ball to right field, deep. Nick Castellanos of the Phillies goes over, makes a catch. All right, makes a catch. And then the ball's out. So you think, oh, man, the base runners are jammed up. Winker gets to second. Iglesias gets to first. And what? Oh, hold the phone. They review. In the old days, they would have ruled it. Guess what? He dropped the ball. They review it. They made the right call. Castellanos made the catch. He dropped the ball during the exchange. And there you go. Now, have I seen that before? Maybe, but not like this. Not in a spot like this. And that could be defining. And they got the call right. And I'm going off on a tangent here. People say, well, you know, so what are you saying? Baseball needs replay? Yeah, baseball needs replay. All sports need replay. But I sat through a WNBA game a couple of weeks ago in Connecticut, and, you know, review after review after review is enough to make your head hurt. I mean, it delays the fluidity of the game. It makes the game go on forever. It's too much. It's too much. But at the same time, I want my cake and eat it. I want to say it's too much, it's too much. But at the same time, I want to say it's the right thing to do because you want the right call. You want it right. And what replay does, not 100%, but 98.6, like our body temperature. It's pretty, replay gets it right. And I know the umps don't like it, and the umps are about to be replaced by AI, and that's Apple Intelligence or artificial intelligence. The robots are coming. It's coming. They're going to say, it's just coming. And because they're going to say, well, you want perfection, they're going to remove the human element from baseball and maybe some other sports. And if they do that, I think it's sad. Because it's jobs, number one. And number two, it takes away the human element. But people say, hey, you can't have it both ways. You want to get it right. And if it hurts your team, so be it. And if you want the human element, you gotta accept it when a call goes against your team. See, most people are all for it when a call goes against them. But if a call goes for them, oh, they don't want to hear about it. What are you talking about? We got to keep the element. We got to keep the human element to the game. So it's goofy. But anyways, back to the Mets, back to this city. This city, it was crazy. I mean, I get up this morning, you know, late night, Yankee Stadium, you know, I didn't really want to bring this up, but, you know, there were some Kansas City fans in our section last night. Yeah, they were probably egging some Yankee fans on. But the things that are coming out of people's mouths at games, come on, really, folks? Seriously. And yet, at the same time, you know, Royal fans, if you're coming to New York, you're a visitor, you know, wipe your feet on the carpet. When you come in, you know, behave. But they didn't, and they egged them on. And then, not that we had a fight, but we had, you know, just language going back and forth. And it's like, really? You paid ungodly amounts of money to come to these games, and you're going to go off on these people and you're going to drop language that, you know, and there's kids there with, you know, little gals with their little pigtails and their Yankee cap on. And, you know, the Royal fans obviously are on a quasi vacation, right? You travel with your team or you're a guy who grew up in Kansas or Missouri in the Kansas City, Missouri area. And you're in New York, you're working on Wall Street, you got a few bucks, you go to the game, you sit behind, you know, the plate, you get a good seat. And, yeah, you see Josh Hart of the Knicks, and you see all the celebrities, and then all of a sudden you get a few beers in you, and you start getting some liquid courage, and you make an ass out of yourself. And that's what happened last night. Does not justify what the Yankee fans did. And now I segue into what's going on with the Dodgers and Padres is really embarrassing. It really and truly is. And if Machado really did throw the ball at Dave Roberts on purpose in the dugout, shame on him. But we've seen all this trouble with the Dodgers and Giants. I mean, real ugly, ugly stuff. Do we really need to go down that road? Do we? People getting beat up in the parking lot, people getting stabbed, fights, people now that are in wheelchairs and can't breathe on their own. Do we really need to go? I mean, seriously. And then I hear people say, well, wait a second. Look at the English Premier League. You guys pump up soccer and look at the bedlam and look at the malfeasance and look at the absolutely brutal behavior on soccer fans. Okay, you're right. I'm wrong, but doesn't make it right. You know, for the Padres and Giants to take away from a great rivalry is terrible. And now, you know what I got? You know what I got going for me? I'm hoping like hell the Padres blow them out again. And yet at the same time, I'm saying, you know, San Diego, do you deserve this? Because, I mean, Profar, act like you made a catch before and brought the ball back in. And, you know, to do what Profar did last night was, you know, kind of embarrassing, right? And Machado, I mean, come on, you're an elite player. Tatis, elite player. I guess what I'm saying is, you know what? I get competition. I get your fan base. I get you sometimes. I don't want to say beanballs, but I get retribution. If you throw at me, you're getting thrown at. We saw it year after year after year from the beginning of time in baseball, right? Abner Doubleday probably had hey, go out and hit Jones. Throw a fastball and hit Jones in the ribcage. I get that part of the game, the gamesmanship. But this other stuff we're seeing right now is ugly. It's really ugly, and it takes away from the game. And, you know, again, what we need a commissioner with some guts. We need a commissioner with some moxie. We need a commissioner with a pair to make tough decisions. And so far, Manfred has done none of the above. You know, he's basically a puppet for the owners, just like Goodell is with the NFL and Bettman for the NHL. And same deal with Adam Silver in the NBA. They're puppets. They got, you know, they get paid by the owners. That's the bottom line. And these franchises are worth ungodly amounts of money. And the commissioners right now just have to basically say yes, sir, no, sir. And when asked to jump, you know, the old saying, how high? And that's just the way it is. It just is. And, you know, baseball is enjoying right now. I don't know. I'm looking at sellout crowds wherever I go. I'm looking at excitement. I'm looking at young kids. It's school night. And it's 5:08 first pitch today in New York and tomorrow in New York. 5:08 dinner tower. You know, Johnny, Susie were ringing the dinner bell at 3 o'clock. Why? Because get in the car, get in the station wagon. We're going to the city field to see the game. We'll eat ballpark food. I mean, these are not great times, but guess what? The New York Metropolitan rush hour handled it well today. Crowd control, traffic patterns in and out of City Field, not too bad. And a great East Coast rivalry, if I must say so. Phillies, Mets, there's some juice here. But let's get some civility. You know, you guys out west are supposed to be relaxed. Come on, Dodgers, Padres, have a rivalry, but really? Resort to some of the stupid stuff you're doing right now is an embarrassment. It really and truly is. All right, when we come back, what are we watching this weekend? I'm telling you, Oklahoma, Texas, we've talked about it. Dallas, Detroit. We have got one big game after another. And it's not like a broken record because it's like that every week in the NFL, for crying out loud. Are you worried about the Niners? Are you worried about Dallas? Are you worried about the Jets now that they make an in-season coaching change? What's that all about? Are the Giants coming off the mat? Are you worried about the Eagles? The Bears? I mean, the Rams, I mean, gave that game away. Kyren Williams, my God, hang on to the football. He fumbled at Notre Dame. He's fumbling as a pro. But, man, oh, man, it is good stuff. So we will do that. And then Monday night's game last night, I can't say much. I was at the baseball game in New York. I did not see it. But all I know is they find a way, right? The Kansas City Chiefs, as they always do, they find a way. They find a way to win, and Mahomes gets it done. And Xavier Worthy can play for me. He can play for me. Is he Tyreek Hill? We'll see. All I know is when he touches the football, he finds himself dancing in the end zone, and he is lightning fast. He really and truly is. All right, City Field is ablaze with color. It's orange, black, and blue. It's the Mets and the Phillies. Tonight we got Padres, Dodgers. We look forward to that. We will tube talk it. What you're streaming and screaming about should include some NHL because the season starts, and on the East Coast it's the Boston Bruins and Florida Panthers. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell. And again, don't forget this weekend, we're going to roll into October, middle of the month. We're counting down to some great stuff. We'll be leaf peeping in New England. Our show Saturday night coming from Western New England, Missouri, and UMass. I picked a big one to be at. We come back here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back. We're live at City Field in New York, Piazza's Plaza, Mike Piazza's Plaza. Coming back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, Matt Marte just knocked one into, I want to say left center field. It's hard to see here. Piazza Plaza, it's so far away. But I will be back inside the stadium momentarily. It looks like the Mets have gone up 4-0. Bases loaded. They had bases loaded, nobody out. And then base running and just sloppy play. I'm thinking they're gonna run themselves right out of this game. But Marte, who's been very, very steady, and, yeah, base hit, Iglesias and Alonso. Check that. Alonso and Nimmo score. So the Mets are up 4-0. And Nola looked great. I mean, Aaron Nola looked great. But you know what? They started to get it, you know, second time through the Mets batting order, they started to feast on his fastball. And even some of his off-speed pitch. The Mets are – they're sneaky good, folks. I'm telling you, this team is sneaky, sneaky good. And the Rob Thompson effect is wearing off in Philadelphia. Don't forget, this was the girl in the curl, girl with the curl manager a year ago. And then, of course, Arizona said, we'll have no part of that. And they found themselves in a World Series. And obviously, Bochy in Texas was amazing. This year, I'm telling you, folks, it's following the same script. I think we're going to see Mets, Detroit. Yankees looked terrible last night. Bobby Witt was horrible last night. Struck out 3 times. He looked hopelessly overmatched. You know he's gonna have something to say about that in Kansas City. Giancarlo Stanton should retire. He can't run. He got doubled off on a play. I would have beaten out the ball that he got doubled up on. I would have. I would have beat it out. Now, I would probably need a jet to get from home to first. But anyways. Stanton's done. And Aaron Judge had a weak little infield hit. So, you know, there's a couple, you know, almost a half a billion dollars the Yankees are flushing down the toilet with mediocre play in postseason. Hey, I'll pay you if you deliver when the lights are the brightest. How about that? Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. We want to thank Giovanna Scroggins. She'll be in Dallas for us this weekend. Cowboys, Detroit. We got a lot going on. And, of course, Texas and Oklahoma. And we got football and baseball playoffs throughout the week. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Trill, live here at Citi Field in New York. Adios on Sports Byline Broadcast. And Sports Overnight. Adios.